News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has commissioned the establishment of Jamaica's first Hard Rock Cafe, an international chain of theme restaurants, to be constructed in St. James. The $2 million US facility will feature a 400-seat cafe and is expected to employ 80 people at various levels. In welcoming Hard Rock Cafe to the resort capital of Jamaica, Minister Bartlett said the facility is scheduled to open in November. The project is being spearheaded by businessman Andre Dixon and will be located at the former Seawind Beach Club on the Secrets Resort's property.
And I'd like to commend you and Secrets for combining to create this appointment and to allow for this world-class experience and entertainment to be made available to the city of Montego Bay and Jamaica land we love.
Minister Bartlett points out that the addition of Hard Rock Cafe to Montego Bay supports the growing reputation of the resort town as the complete tourist destination. Meanwhile, Chief Operating Officer of Rockin' Restaurant Group Andre Dixon says Hard Rock Cafe Montego Bay joins a growing list of locations. The chain operates at 199 venues in 63 countries. The government is moving to implement aspects of the Disaster Risk Management Act that seek to prosecute persons who refuse to heed evacuation warnings during periods of emergency. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says there are certain regulations that will come into effect shortly.
We have reached a stage now where we can't continue any longer to put the lives of our first respondent at risk, because persons continue to disobey the call for evacuation.
Mr. McKenzie was speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister in Kingston last Wednesday. The Disaster Risk Management Act was passed in Parliament several months ago, signed by the Governor-General and gazetted. The Act seeks to strengthen the country's overall national disaster preparedness, emergency management and response processes and mechanisms through a range of measures. The government is moving to introduce a new irrigation system in New Forest, Manchester. Commercial manager at the National Irrigation Commission, Lorraine Geddes-MacDonald, says the system will bolster efforts to increase agricultural production in the New Forest Dove House Agropark as well as surrounding communities. Mrs. MacDonald says the current water systems in the area are not enough to meet the agricultural output demands.
Since we went in, production has been increasing and there are lands even around the defined area that needs water. So we are now looking at engaging a multinational funding agency to build an additional system next door to New Forest.
Mrs. Geddes-MacDonald was speaking in an interview with GIS News. And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will undertake a $7.5 million recycling pilot project in three communities starting this month. Approximately 2,000 households with some 10,000 persons from Rollington Town in Kingston, Caribbean Estates and Caymanas Country Club Estates in St. Catherine will participate in the six-month pilot. The Waste Reduction Through Waste Separation, Waste Diversion and Recycling Project aims to reduce the high volume of plastic bottles at the Riverton disposal site. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is commending the stakeholders while adding that this kind of project is important to protect the environment. The Japanese government, through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, has provided $6.5 million for the project, with the government of Jamaica through the NSWMA contributing the remainder of the funds. It is anticipated that the equivalent of 347 tons of solid waste or 3.8 million plastic bottles will be collected during the implementation. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.